The rest of the story. You're about to hear a success story rated X. It's about an all-American boy who grew up to acquire a harem. I know you think you're already acquainted with the creator of the Playboy philosophy. But maybe, well, let's learn the rest of the story. He started out a tall, skinny boy with buck teeth. He was an unlikely fella ever to grow up to have a harem. The usual variety of after-school and Saturday jobs with time left over for his early interests, baseball and drawing. At 13, he pitched semi-pro ball. Then he started sketching shop window posters to advertise the games, and that led to drawing cartoons. He submitted an original cartoon to Life magazine. He received $8, but still he's no playboy. Nonetheless, that nominal success in his 14th year marked the beginning of a most remarkable publishing career. Inspired by the artistic aspect of journalism, he tried his hand at political cartoons, then at sports cartoons. Still in his teens, he joined the art department of the San Francisco Bulletin. His knowledge of sports and his gifted pen combined to boost that newspaper's circulation. But it was about this time that his personal life was undergoing, how shall I say this, kind of a significant change. He'd been an admirer of high-living author Jack London. Maybe that's why he set similar goals for himself. Anyway, his new objectives became fame, fortune, lavish surroundings, and lovely women. As many lovely women as possible. And it came to pass. In a scant handful of years, he had built an empire with his playboy personality at the vortex of that empire. He built opulent mansions for himself and stocked them with old wines and young women. A self-styled philosopher fascinated with the marriage customs of the world, he married only once, and that lasted 3 months. Though his flamboyant bachelorhood and conspicuous chauvinism were much criticized, his liberated existence became the envy of men all over the world. When he traveled, his harem accompanied him. His public biography was an endless chronology of romantic encounters in exotic places. He went a long way from the boy cartoonist whose publishing career had begun with an $8 check from Life magazine. Remember, in the beginning, he was a teenage sports enthusiast. But somewhere along the way, he decided that girls were more fun. And starting then, he became the 20th century sultan. The pretentious potentate of the Western world, who was a master of a global harem of carefully selected females. The founder of what has come to be known as America's revolutionary playboy philosophy was... No, it wasn't. It was Robert L. Ripley. Believe it or not, Robert L. Ripley. And now you know the rest of the story.